שלום, נושא השיעור תפילה, אנחנו נקרא קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות בנושא.
The topic of our lesson is prayer. We'll read chosen excerpts on the topic. You can ask questions live on CAP TV, and select the questions will be asked during the lesson. Prayer.
Turning to the upper force, the Creator, is the main thing we have, because what's typical to a servant of the Creator, a person who wants to advance on the spiritual path, more than usual, is that he's asking for progress, to advance. Everyone advances, and even the castaway is never actually cast away, and everything will return to its root, to the complete adhesion that already exists but is not revealed to the created beings, and it needs to be revealed. But the path of Beito, in due time, in its time, takes time and suffering and blows. Whereas a person, has the possibility, the opportunity, the ability to search for and to find a deficiency for advancement, although it's not in him from the outset, otherwise everyone would be asking and praying. Rather, we must search. To search the correct deficiency, that if we discover it towards the Creator, then we'll advance faster compared to the standard pace called Beito in due time. And Achishena, I shall hasten it, does not depend on time but on our effort, the extent to which we try to connect between us, the extent to which we succeed in discovering the next state, desired state. Not to discover it, you can't do it, but to want it somehow, nevertheless, in something. And then accordingly, when we raise the prayer, when we raise the request, accordingly we hasten time. Then we're called Israel. Otherwise, we're called nations of the world. That's the whole difference between Israel and the nations of the world. Israel are those who yearn towards the Creator. They want to discover the Creator. They want to yearn for Him, long for Him, reach Him, adhere to Him above time. Faster. Faster than how nature, the Creator, is preparing it for us. And over time, we are called, those who hasten time, are called servers of the Creator. And we see it on ourselves when we yearn for the revelation of the Creator, and we do various actions. There are times where we fall. We fall from it, and we agree that whatever will be, will be. I'm incapable, I can't, I won't be. That's how we see how we fall to the state of the regular person. And once again, we awaken, we receive awakening from above, of course, from the Creator, not from us. It's possible it's coming to us through the society, from the Creator through the society, or directly from the Creator to a person. And in this way, we advance. There's a lot to study about it, various means, but ultimately, Our states are divided in two. It's relative disconnection and relative connection. We're in the disconnection. We are in various states. We even agree not to advance. Whatever is to such an extent that we fall from the degree of man to the degree of a beast. Everyone are as animals. And when the Creator awakens us, we are ready to put in the effort, and we run, we research how to bestow more, grow stronger. These states keep changing. The question is then, how can we, as quickly as possible, of course this happens intermittently, the Creator seemingly helps more, the Creator seemingly helps less. Of course, it's not on us to judge His help or lack thereof, but together with that, how can we activate this prayer, this request, demand from us, so that in various sense, the sense, we have a part. We have a part in it, and this little part of our participation, specifically that, enters correction, because by that we develop in spirituality. It's not important how big or how small we are, but to what extent are we able to add our vessels? We added it. We developed it. Okay, let's pay attention to it and let's advance.
So again, we're reading chosen excerpts on the topic of prayer, excerpt number 12, Rabash, article 236, the whole earth is full of His glory. Before one is fit to attain the truth, he must believe that the truth is not as he knows or feels, but that it is as it is written, they have eyes and they will not see, they have ears and they will not hear. This is only because of the correction. In order for man to achieve his wholeness, for he feels only himself and not another reality. Hence, if one returns his heart to trying to walk in faith above the intellect, by this he qualifies it and establishes it so as to achieve the revelation of the faith, as is presented in the Zohar, that the Shekhinah said to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, there is no place to hide from you, meaning that in all the concealments that he felt, he believed that here was the light of the Creator. This qualified him until he achieved the revelation of the face of his light. This is the meaning of the measure of faith that pulls one out of every lowliness and concealment. If a person strengthens himself in this and asks the Creator to reveal Himself, this is the meaning of what Baal HaSulam said, run, my beloved, until she pleases, meaning that before one is fit to reveal his light, we ask of him, run, my beloved, meaning that he will not reveal himself to the Creator beings, because the concealment is only the correction of creation. Hence, one must brace and pray for those two. One, to be worthy of the revelation of the light of the Creator. Two, that the Creator will give him the power to grow stronger in faith above reason. For by this, he merges kelim that are fit for the revelation of the face.
When do we ask for the strength from the Creator? When we wish to be in concealment And the more the Creator will be revealed, we're going to keep him in concealment. So when are we asking the Creator to reveal himself? When we already have the force of concealment and we'll be able to conceal ourselves from him and keep him at a distance from us. Then it turns out that our calculation is always to be in concealment, so there will be some concealment, a barrier between us and the Creator, a screen, a veil. And then we ask, give me that screen. And give me as much as possible the strength to keep yourself in concealment. And then you'll begin to see that I'll be able to reveal you in the concealment. Now read it again, please.
Again, excerpt number 12. Before one is fit to attain the truth, he must believe that the truth is not as he knows or feels, but that it is as it is written. They have eyes and they will not see. They have ears and they will not hear.
What does it mean, that sentence? That directly we can never discover the Creator. Specifically in concealment.
This is only because of the correction in order for man to achieve his wholeness, for he feels only himself and not another reality. Hence, if one returns his heart to trying to walk in faith above the intellect, by this, he qualifies it and establishes it so as to achieve the revelation of the faith, as is presented in the Zohar, that the Shekhinah said to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, "There is no place to hide from you." Meaning that in all the concealments that he felt, he believed that here was the light of the Creator. This qualified him until he achieved the revelation of the face of his light.
What does it mean? The Creator, in truth, is much closer when we feel the concealment, because then he advances, he comes close to us, then we feel that we don't understand, we don't know, we don't know what's happening, because something that cannot enter our vessels is coming closer, something we can recognize, but we feel that we are under concealment. It's not people on the street that have no knowledge, no feeling whatsoever. With us, it appears as a feeling that I am in concealment, helpless, something that cannot be absorbed in my vessels. I have certain vessels and I can't perceive in them anything. But it's specifically because the Creator is coming close, and then I discover that I won't be able to reach him. Meaning what we call concealment, descent, falling, all those states are states where he is nearby, but we just don't have the vessels to discover that.
This is the meaning of the measure of the faith that pulls one out of every lowliness and concealment. If a person strengthens himself in this and asks the Creator to reveal himself, this is the meaning of what Baal HaSulam said, "Run, my beloved, until she pleases." Meaning that before one is fit to reveal his light, he asks of him, We ask of him, run my beloved, meaning that he will not reveal himself to the created beings because the concealment is only the correction of creation. Hence, one must brace oneself and pray for those two. One, to be worthy of the revelation of the light of the Creator. Two, that the Creator will give him the power to grow stronger in faith above reason, for by this he merges kelim that are fit for the revelation of the face.
Shilot.
Questions?
Ken.
What I don't understand is why does man have to conceal the Creator, to hide him?
This is true, correct?
It's
still not our work, it's the work of the screens. But the fact that we would gradually agree to the fact that because the Creator is concealed, whenever the Creator is coming close to us, we get a feeling of concealment. Now, as a result of that, we just need to ask. So, it will be possible to take it correctly, which is this concealment, which is revelation and concealment. So the Creator will teach us, and this is kind of study, a teaching that you receive from above, how can we accept him when he appears in this way. How does it happen? Because I'm developing in me a vessel of bestowal. And in this vessel of bestowal that works above my will to receive, I begin to feel him as the bestower. And then, this will create connection between us, between my vessel of bestowal and the quality of bestowal that is the Creator. We'll find the words. I don't want to follow pre-existing patterns, but molds, but to find something closer to us.
Also, what does it mean to reveal the Creator in concealment?
Restriction, screen, reflected light, they clothe the direct light, all those things that we are learning about. It's not a lot, there are many details there, but in general, they are showing us that we can discover the Creator only through or in the concealment. How else? From your will to receive, if you're doing anything, then only to the extent that you conceal him.
So, concealment means to conceal the will to receive?
Yes. To rise above it. It doesn't matter. There are many words here. Yes.
What's not clear is why does concealment mean that the Creator is close because you're disconnected from him?
We learn about it from the order of Patsufim, the order of the actions in the Patsuf. What comes to the Patsuf when it goes out to reveal the Creator? First of all, it performs a restriction. Then, striking, he doesn't receive. All these actions happen against his will to receive. And then, he continues. It continues on. Everything from above, everything from the planning in the Rosh, and what's in the Rosh surrounds the direct light and the side, the reflected light. And this is what he receives inside. Meaning it's against his will to receive this kind of reception in the Patsuf.
The concealment is over the will to receive, that
yeah,
there is no perception of the Creator in the will to receive.
Mm-hmm.
So, where does the Creator come closer here if you're in a concealment of reality?
No, we're not talking about it in the Patsufim. Rather, we talk about it in our work. Baal Sulam doesn't tell you what does the Patsuf feel before the upper light comes to it in some way. We are starting to talk from the state of restriction and a screen.
I'm also talking about our work. According to your explanation, it turns out that if I'm disconnected and there's no Creator in reality, it means that the Creator is coming closer to me.
No, if you're disconnected, it's disconnected. You have no feeling. It's like people on the street. If you feel in your work that you are more distant than the Creator, then in truth the Creator came close to you, and that's why you feel yourself distant, because you feel the gap between you and His quality. And then you feel rejection. Then they tell you, you have to overcome this rejection.
You feel far how?
According to the equivalence of qualities, his will to bestow, your will to receive.
So the concealment is on what exactly?
The concealment is according to what you feel. Where your will to receive is opposite or distant from his will to receive.
So the more opposite to the Creator you feel, it means the closer he is to you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you feel the truth. You feel his qualities compared to your qualities. If he advances, you feel distant, far away, opposite. Maybe it's confusing. An opposite.
So, accordingly, what follows is that if I feel some kind of assent and the desire to contribute to society and so on, I'm more distant from the Creator.
Towards society is something else.
I don't know, we say that a descent, according to what we said now, is the Creator coming closer to me. So in ascent, it's that he's moving away, or how?
No, in the ascent, it's not distancing. Rather, in the ascent, you corrected your vessel according to your previous state, previous compared to the ascent, and you became close to the Creator to some extent in the quality of bestowal, and you feel him better, you understand him better. Slowly. The important thing here is this: the matter of this opposition that helps us. The scent that appears to us moving further apart, that's specifically actually coming closer.
If so, then what is my work?
Are you finding excerpt for us?
If so, what's my work then? I feel distanced from the Creator. I feel opposite to the Creator.
And it's the truth?
And I understand that.
Where is it coming from him?
Yeah. Because gradually I discover.
Why? Because he's coming close. First, the reason. You feel that, and.
And then what? So, okay, I feel the gap, I feel the oppositeness, I feel the... But what? How, from that, do you make a step?
You tell me. If I feel that truly it's not according to my... according to my mind, I can understand that it's showing me that the Creator is closer... what am I doing?
Then I try to go in that direction to start working like him.
Think about it. You're starting to accept the state that appeared before that you're distant. And it's not a good state. You begin to accept it as a good state, as coming close. And this is the meaning of turning the darkness to light. Where you are working not according to your feeling, but according to the true state. You have the closeness to the Creator. Now, what are you doing next?
Thank, maybe.
Other than that?
Connect to the friends, try to, I don't know.
In what direction do you want to change yourself now?
Now the direction is clear.
Okay, not clear. It's not clear.
It's clear that I have to go more in the direction of bestowing and connection. It gives me the right direction. This the work? This is what it means?
Yeah, why did he give you that state? And why did he bring you to this knowledge? So that from this point on, you'll take another step forward.
Okay, so it seems that on the next step, I'll be even further away.
No, why? And then the next step, you will feel that you want to come closer to the Creator according to His true qualities between you, or how much He bestows, how much you bestow. And then it's best if he comes close and you feel how far away you are because it came close and now you want to change yourself a little bit to the quality of the soul. Then you'll feel the Creator is truly nearby. This is the meaning of call on me when I'm close. Meaning that's the time to close on him, to ask.
What do you do with that feeling that you're a thief? That every time you're coming closer to something, you feel that you're lying. You feel that you're a thief. You feel that...
No, it's okay. Try to kind of demonstrate to yourself what we're talking about. Is that good or you want to read more?
When the Creator approaches, I feel where I'm still in reception.
When the Creator comes close, because you're in vessels of reception and He is in vessels of bestowal, you feel that bestowal is coming closer to you, meaning you feel worse, farther away from Him. Farther away. So it appears to you that you're falling, you're moving away, but in truth it's incorrect. It's only as a result of him coming closer.
His coming closer shows me where I'm still in reception, where I'm not like him yet.
Again,
his nearing and the bad feeling is because he shows me where I'm still in reception.
Yeah, he wants you to start changing your perception.
And how do I change it?
Prayer. Here, this is already a prayer. And there are a few actions that we will learn about. But the important thing is, the most salient point, that is, the advancement of the Creator causes us to feel descent, fall, growing distant. That's clear, right? That has to be.
Kiev. Kiev.
Hello, dear Rav. The nearing of the Creator, it awakens a feeling of descent, but above that I can start coming closer to the friends and make two discernments. First, it's me, and the second is the adhesion with the friends, and I understand if there would appear any pleasure that would disconnect me from my connection with the friends. What should I hide from myself from that point and on in my relationship with the friends? Not to receive there, or what? Or what to hide, what not to reveal?
There are many questions here in what you're asking. The most precise reaction to the feeling of a growing concealment, meaning the Creator comes close, and the most correct reaction is if I will develop by myself as soon as possible vessels of bestowal, and this is through the work in the group. Meaning, if I'm included in the 10, then when the Creator comes close in such an extent that I feel a distancing according to the gap between his qualities and mine, then it turns out that this is organized between the entire 10, and then I could continue to work. Otherwise, if a person is alone, he falls, and then you need a long time until he begins to recuperate. I mean, his recuperation is coming when he either performs various actions or the Creator has mercy and wants to start over. It's not a big, a good positive cause for correction. Let's continue. You find something?
There is Shamati.
Shamati Kuf Ayin Bet, Inyan HaMeniyot VeHaIkuvim.
172. All the preventions, the matter of preventions and delays, all the preventions and delays that appear before our eyes are but a form of nearing. The Creator wants to bring us closer, and all these preventions bring us only nearing, since without them, we would have no possibility of coming closer to Him. This is so because by nature, there is no greater distance, as we're made of pure matter, and the Creator is higher than high, and only when one begins to approach does one begin to feel the distance between us, and any prevention that one overcomes brings the way closer for that person. This is so because one grows accustomed to moving on a line of growing further. Hence, whenever one feels that one is distant, it does not induce any change in the process, since he knows in advance that he is moving on a line of growing further. It is so because this is the truth. There are not enough words to describe the distance between us and the Creator. Hence, every time time one feels that distance to a greater extent, that when thought, it causes him no contention.
Okay. Point to have a clear point.
How do you increase, or from what point can you increase the yearning without the creator or the friend parting from me, but that we're still in the same reality, that I feel him, and I can still increase my yearning all the time? What's the condition that he does not fall out of my reality every time for my yearning to grow?
Only the friends. Do you understand? You have a 10 before you. You need to bring it to the complete connection. In that, you're concluding your correction. And that's it. So, you'll find everything there.
I don't understand your answer.
Whatever you want, doesn't matter what, you'll find only in the 10. You're asking how to advance, with what correct discussion?
No, I'm asking how to advance together. And in that together to increase the yearning of my friends without parting from them.
You can't. You cannot. You must discover the breaking, the shattering, from shattering to correction, from correction to shattering. Again, only through these excursions. How can you do it differently?
So, what does the 10 keep?
When you fall, others are holding you, and this way each one for the other. That's how it works. We're not in an integral system that works according to direct current, but according to the alternate current, ascents, descents, changes all the time. Through these changes, we come to the complete state. And you can't do it any other way. These ascents and descents are a part of the shattering, and then another part from the shattering, meaning the final gap between the creator and the creature. Let's go.
Excerpt number 13. Rabash, from the article, "These candles are sacred." The most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason, meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Gedusha, and what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power, so he can go above the reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the work, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be as important to a person as if he already has reason. Again. The most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason, meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he was already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha.
I don't understand what is a prayer. I understand there's the desire to bestow in the creature, in the Creator, a desire to receive in the creature. What is a prayer? What kind of connection can it be? From one comes something to the other, from the other comes something to the first one. But what is exactly a prayer? How? Where does it influence? Where is that thread that connects the creature back to the Creator? How does it work? I'm asking. Try to come up with an answer. It works because the prayer is the preparation for the connection with the Creator, the connection between two opposite qualities. I can't say in what is the prayer, because according to what we learned, you constantly discover that you're opposite, that you're distant. Maybe the prayer is in wanting to be equal to the Creator, similar to Him. I think the prayer is a scrutinized idea, a desire, where you know that you can't accept what you want. You know who can give it to you. And you turn to Him to give it to you. It doesn't have to be with words. You just have, you want Him to give it to you.
Maybe a prayer is a request.
Maybe
not to let go when the oppositeness is revealed.
Well, and the prayer is the means between the person and the deficiency to discover the Creator, the greatness of the Creator. This bridge, this instrument, to go from being just an animal and being an animal with the correct deficiency. And for that, I need a prayer.
Really, the matter of prayer is really confusing. It's never clear to you. What can you ask for? Because if everything comes from the will to receive, then you don't know what you can ask for. What I remember from the excerpt is that to ask for the strength to go above reason.
A prayer is a desire, a request to be in contact with the Creator. I'm asking of Him, I want to receive an answer. And in general, it's a sign that we should be in connection.
Yeah, it's the connection between what I really have and what I actually want. And if I still don't have that, it's kind of a pre-desire.
I also feel like Boris, when a person discovers his nature, how opposite it is the Creator, and specifically doesn't want to get identified and be in this opposite attitude, but he begs to have the correct connection of the soul.
Besides the created being's desire to receive and the desire of the Creator to give, there's the point in the heart that awakens. And this is the part that's called prayer. Again, excerpt 13. The most important is the prayer, that is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason, meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Gdusha. And what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power, so he can go above the reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be as important to a person as if he already has reason. Again, the most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason. Meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha. And what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power so he can go above the reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to his work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be as important to a person as if he already has reason.
Where does he take this knowledge about the greatness of the Creator, a feeling about the greatness of the Creator, seemingly, but nevertheless, is he doing it seemingly, or does he have a certain capacity for extracting such an impression from it as if the Creator appeared to him? How does he arrange such an impression? In a state where he's got no foundation, no beginning even for that. Go ahead.
He comes to an environment where he discovers desires that are similar to this initial yearning of being close to the upper force, the most initial point, that he felt something new from his donkey, he discovers it in the group.
I don't know. With each passing day, I feel myself lost. You see yourself immersed in the will to receive, everything the Kabbalists write is about a reality that's above that desire. I truly yearn, long for a vessel of faith that allows to rejoice from everything, because the will to receive cannot rejoice from what is revealed in him. If you want to live in joy from bestowal, we need vessels of bestowal.
The solution is in going to the friends and absorbing what you do not have.
Yeah, because I don't have that. I don't have the greatness of the Creator or anything like that. The only place I can find the greatness of the Creator, and in general these correct desires, are it's in you, in the ten, in our common work. And then with each passing day, it becomes clear that I'm opposite, that I'm not there. It's on the one hand. On the other hand, I understand better where I have to go.
Rob, if we don't feel the strength, and we don't feel that this 10 has strength, if they don't have strength, what can you do? They're kind of worn out. Can we turn to other 10s and get support from them? Like, go and help each other. The same way we do it between tens. There's a great potential here. It's an amazing storage of power that we're not using yet. So how can we connect between the tens so that each ten will receive from the other tens, so that the other tens will increase its forces? Please. If I don't find the strength in the ten, and the entire ten doesn't find the strength, we feel that we're weakening. So, let's turn to other tens. How will we turn to other tens, and in what way might we be answered? Please.
I think that's how a great group works, like 10 number 1. Someone is in an ascent, someone is in a descent. Because we're in the 10, the whole 10 is in a kind of an average state. Just like in a big group, there's a 10, an ascent, and a descent, and because of that, the whole group maintains a level.
I also feel that this is something great, but the entire question is how. It's not that your 10 has to sit with another 10 or something, but it's a feeling that you belong to something greater, more complete. There's something very powerful and intimate, which is a part of a greater force. And it's a matter of feeling and understanding and collective work.
We have the law of the individual and the collective are equal. So just like the way it is with the individual and the ten, that's what is between the tens. So I think that if we, just like when an individual person has to lower his head a little bit, cancel his pride before the friends, so the ten needs to feel that there are other tens outside of her that can give her strength.
We're really not yet used to thinking this way. We're used to supporting friends that are in a difficult situation. But as a 10, to think about another 10 or to turn to another 10, this, I don't know. I think that we should look for other 10s that we can help. And from that, we'll learn what should we do when we'll need help. How to turn to other tens. I don't know, we didn't start this kind of work yet.
We hear about how the Creator is found in the connection between us. So it means that when we turn to one another, it could be a friend to a friend or a ten to a ten, and the appeal is not to the creator himself. It's when we appeal to one another for help, for support, whatever it is.
Maybe to simply try and fulfill some ten with the greatness of the Creator, with the importance of the goal, to pray for them, that they'll have a kli of faith, and the light will help them.
I'm reminded of the meeting that we had with another 10 of the young friends. Each point of contact to another 10 immediately expands the vessels. It gives you greatness of the goal, joy.
Yeah, it kind of extends the circle of Arvut. Suddenly you understand that the Arvut and the connection we created between us, and there is a connection between us, that it's not ours. There is a great society here that's with us on the same path, and it's not. And there's no shame in asking for help. To the contrary, that if we, as a 10, turn to another 10, we'll actually will inspire the entire kli, will elevate it.
I constantly think of practical things or operative things to do, so I don't see exactly what is given. But it's clear that in the inner form, we need to have such an attitude to, for people to feel that we are part of a great system. We spoke about it a few months ago. We have to have tens and hundreds, and it's not just us in the ten, and that's the only thing that exists. No, we are part of a complete system. I don't know what to add.
Sometimes to hear, oh, what do others ten? What do other tens talk about? Or what they talk about in a workshop or something? You're thinking that's it. This is a perfect ten. But when you're there and you start listening, we think that no, we see that everyone goes through the same states.
We can feel that every ten is different. We see it. No, it's, each ten has a role, like an organ in the body. It's not clear what unique things it can give to the world. So impression, antipoda, as the friend said, in the ten.
We discover the truth that we don't have the strength, that we don't have the ability. This is actually the correct state to reach in the ten and to pray from there.
Yes, and?
So, why to turn to another ten?
But if they have no strength, they are helpless. They can't move. They grow weaker. So instead of spreading out, we will not concentrate ourselves and turn to the other ten, and each will help his friend. And this way, two tens will help one another. And the multitude of the people is the glory of the king. We need the glory of the king, the greatest of the creator.
So every time that we'll reach this point of truth where we really feel our helplessness, our lowliness, then we'll take strength from the as if incorrect place.
Oh, what do you need the strength for?
To ask him.
Okay, good, nice. So in order to ask from the Creator, you need deficiencies. You're still unable to discover deficiencies by yourself, and that's why you wither. So we should turn over to what's next to you. Look how many forces we have all over the world, and we are losing them. They don't know how to turn to one another. They don't know how to make the connection to one another. Now, as we are going towards the Congress, we might have to awaken one another. How do we influence one another to such an extent that each one will have a greater desire to reveal the Creator? As we said earlier, it's revelation and concealment. And specifically in such a way, or we should advance.
Yes, sir.
So, if the Creator's one unique and unified, everything's the Creator. And we're fortunate enough to get awakened. We discover the Tzimtzum. We are brought to the group. We're brought to the ten. And we're brought in the position to be more like King David. More appreciative of what we've received. And when we have the problems, which are inevitable, there's nothing to do. We have we grow our restriction. We bring in all other friends. And so the question is, why aren't we approaching it from the right, from the greatness of the Creator, the fact that we are all connected, and the bad stuff's going to come to us anyway? We should be celebrating the greatness of the Creator. And this is the way we should start.
If it's, it is the way you describe it, we're in a great state, but I'm talking about an opposite state where we're unable to raise the greatness of the Creator, to imagine it. We're unable to raise ourselves to the special work that we got. We are helpless, powerless. And as we discussed this morning, earlier in the lesson actually, that we can't, typically a weakness comes to a purpose and a concealment comes to a purpose when the Creator comes near. That invites in us the feeling of concealment. And even that we cannot decipher properly. The situation, however you look at it, it's not good. There's no power, no desire, no ability to turn to Him. What do we do? So we have to find for sources of energy, of power, an awakening. Where will we take it from? So each will help his friend. But if my ten is in such a state, then there are other tens. It's not for nothing the Creator created a wide kli.
Every single person is a lifesaver. My friend there, he's a lifesaver. My ten is a lifesaver. It's just a question of, is a person willing to ask for help or not? Furthermore, if a person can't ask, do the friends care enough to see that a friend is in descent and pull him out of the water?
That's certain, but I'm talking about something worse. If all of us in the ten are in a lowly state, then if we talk amongst ourselves, we can nevertheless, because of the gaps between us, not that one is higher and one is lower. Let's say everyone is in minus, but let's say an equal level of a negative level. Let's say minus 200. Let's say everyone is in minus 200. Together with that, all of us are in minus 200, and we have no gaps in the height or the depth. We have gaps in the characteristics of the descent, of the feeling. One feels it this way, one feels it another way, according to his inner personal nature. And so when we are in a 10, even though all of us have fallen, we can begin to see between us gaps, and these gaps should begin to bring us up. Why? Because when we discuss between us, we'll say, let's turn to the 10 next to us. A part will agree, a part will disagree, we'll have to talk about it, we'll have a discussion, we'll have some connection, a topic for connection. Connect to another 10 or not, ask in a certain way or not. By asking, it doesn't, we don't have to feel ourselves lowly or low, you know. On the contrary, we give them an opportunity to work on us, mutual work. Yes?
No microphone, later on.
Shalom, Rav.
Microphone.
Hello, Rav. I want to ask, how do you reach that? How to reach that state that you're talking about? Because right now, I don't have the feeling that the 10 needs help or anything. That the 10 can help another 10. I don't have that feeling.
Why? I don't see any 10 here and that's in such a height that it needs nothing.
We feel good in the 10 now. There's no feeling that the 10 lacks, is lacking strength or anything.
It's it's the worst possible state.
It's Club Med.
So specifically in such a state, you should turn, because you are unconscious about it. If you don't have a deficiency, it means that you're unconscious. That's how it is in spirituality.
So my question is, how to reach what it says that something's missing?
We are missing the turning to one another, and all of us together, and maybe turn to another 10. Try it. I see that. I think you need to try this out. Otherwise, there'll be a certain relaxation, a general descent of the atmosphere. And the times are like that, but we have to resist it nevertheless. We're coming close to 9 of Av, Tisha B'Av, the 9th day of the month of Av. Well, what can you do? In short, try. No, that's enough. Okay, you. Well, Hamim. On point, or maybe even better not to.
Rav, thank you. How can a student reach a state where his Rav, who is a divine person, that because his Rav is divine, he trusts in him, and then he calms down and is glad?
I don't know.
You don't know, or you don't want to tell me?
What difference does it make to you?
Doesn't matter. Thank you. I'm happy that this is how it is.
Again.
Suppose we feel we need help. And we sat down, we connected, and we reached an opinion that we have turned to another 10. How do we decide what 10 to turn to?
I don't know. Try. This is your work.
If the 10 that you turn to, like Teran says, 10 that they feel great, you said that their situation isn't that great.
How do we come close, if not through a deficiency? If you don't feel a deficiency, everything is nice. It's beautiful. It's like a person who is falling from, you know, the 10th floor, and they ask him along the way, how are you doing? He says, for the time being, fine. They don't feel it. They're unconscious. It can't be that that everything is fine until the end of correction. If there is, then it's
the recommendation is?
The recommendation is to invest strength. This is clear. Invest strength. The question is where? We can't see everyone. We can't see also in the tent. Seemingly everything is fine. You see what it's saying? So between the tents. So try that. It should help. Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Meron is here. Weisfeld.
Lai la la lai 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 la la lai 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 la la lai 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 la lai lai la lai lai la la lai 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 la la lai 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 la la lai 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 la lai lai la lai lai la la lai 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 la la lai 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 la la lai lai lai
love. Lie, 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 lie